show up late for work. But I don't drink whiskey. I don't know how it feels to hurt. But I ain't been lonely since you said goodbye. Wish I could say I miss you.
Three, 5 is Jelly Roll.
I let you drive around my mind. I can't count the times you made me feel like I'm nothing. Played me like a fool, like a fool. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Oh, and now I ain't scared of telling you where you can go. Cause I know you're nothing but a lie. You burn me one too many times. Like a devil in disguise, hiding your true colors. Just leave me alone, keep leading me on. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Oh, and now I ain't scared of telling you where you can go. Cause yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Holding now, I ain't scared of telling you where you can go. Cause I know you're nothing but a liar.
You want country? You got it. The Casey Clark Show.
New Country.
93.5.
Somebody told me about this party. I guess the whole town knew. Me and my friends were out on the front porch. That's when I ran into.
Maybe we should leave. We could start all back, climbing to your black car. Toronto's new country, 93.5. According to a new survey from tattoo artists, Gen Zers are bringing back the tramp stamp.
The lower back tattoo.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't do it. It was a mistake when we all did it when we were young. Come
on. So I know you don't have one, but now that the Gen Zers are doing it, would you even think of getting one?
Absolutely not. And It is purely because my sister has one and
really?
It's so bad.
Okay, so we'll discuss back tattoos in minutes.
Well, look who it is. Last call I thought I'd get. How's your mama? How you been? Girl, it's been too long. Saw your sister at the Circle K. Her baby number two was on the way. Hadn't seen her since her wedding day with you on my arm. It's good to hear from you again.
New Country, 93.5. So Sasha and I were talking about tattoos. There's, I guess, you know, I hate to use the word tramp stamp.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that's what the, you know,
it's kind of what they're called. Lower back tattoos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're making a comeback.
Yikes.
So a lot of tattoo artists are saying, yeah, you know, I mean, the Gen Zers are the ones that are requesting lower back tattoos now. Now it's become popular. And then I've always been interested because listen, I just got to tell you, I have not one tattoo.
Yeah, you're a blank canvas.
I am super pure.
Okay, that's one way to put it.
So, and I've never understood why you would get a tattoo somewhere on your body.
Yeah.
That you can't see.
Yeah, I don't get that either. And I grew up in a time when those lower back tattoos, I think when they sort of had their first comeuppance, if you will. And it was an era when we were all wearing really low-rise jeans.
Yeah.
So everyone else could see that lower back tattoo. My sister has the ugliest lower back tattoo, by the way.
Really?
It's because you were telling me that nowadays the lower back tattoos are a little more subtle and cute. My sister's is huge. The middle is a soccer ball. So already you're like, I don't know about that.
A soccer ball?
And then the three prongs, because if you remember, if you can think of a lower back tattoo right now, usually there's like these prongs coming out of it, right? These swirls.
I'm going to get you to draw this for me.
I'm going to try and find a picture of it. And the three prongs are the German flag. So it's like black, yellow, and red.
Okay.
And my family, we don't have an ounce of German in our blood, but my sister really liked the German soccer team.
Okay.
It is the worst tattoo. And you know what? I don't know if she fully regrets it. I don't think she loves the tattoo as much as she once did. But to your point, I think it's hard to regret a tattoo when you can't see it.
Yeah. That's really bad. That makes absolutely no sense.
No, I know.
But nor does anything when you get a tattoo on your back.
Yes.
Like, are you getting to tattoo? Now, listen, if you have a tattoo on your back, please enrich me, because I don't understand. Like, I'm not calling you out as being dumb. I'm just saying I'm curious on why.
Yes.
Okay. So talking about tattoos and why one would get a tattoo on their back or somewhere on their body where you couldn't see. Mm-hmm.
Country 93.5 interrupting cash cow? Dare we say she's making herself at home around here. This contest is so simple, a cow could play it. Sorry. Tough crowd. Every time the interrupting cash cow crashes into the music, call 416-872-2935 and you can win $500. Head to newcountry935.com for a sneak peek where she'll charge next. The New Country 93.5 interrupting cash cow. New Country 93.5.
60 years, Nissan has led the way. Oakville Nissan continues that legacy. Lease the 2025 Nissan Rogue S for $11 a day with $2,995 down for 30 months. The 2025 Nissan Kicks S is also available for $10 a day with $1,499 down, plus $1,500 in 60th anniversary bonus cash. Shop Oakville Nissan, where excitement meets innovation. 2316 South Service Road West, or visit oakvillenissan.com.
A Tim's Donut and Coffee is the original collab. And now, any classic donut is a dollar when you buy any size original or dark roast coffee. Get a deal on the iconic duo with a Tim's Dollar Donut. Plus tax at participating restaurants for limited time. Terms apply. See app for details.
It's time for Tim's. principal, interact with students, and experience what it means to be a Blythe Academy student. 6 convenient campuses in the GTA. RSVP now at blytheacademy.ca.
At Great Wolf Lodge, your whole family can go on an adventure. Splash away in our water park and bowl a perfect score with your pack. And mix game time with family time. And at Great Wolf Lodge, all this excitement is just a short drive away. So bring the pack together and learn more at greatwolf.com and strengthen the pack.
Listen to over 500 radio stations from anywhere in Canada with Radio Player Canada, the must-have app that's as Canadian as you are. Friendly, ready to party, great company. Enjoy every type of radio station, anywhere, anytime. Listen through your phone, Sonos, Google Chromecast, Google Home, Amazon Echo, Apple CarPlay, and Android Auto. Download the Radio Player Canada app today. It's where Canadian radio plays.
Keep it rolling, keep it rolling, keep it rolling, Active Green and Ross.
The Great Outdoors is calling at BF Goodrich and Active Green and Ross. Get a $70 BF Goodrich prepaid MasterCard when you purchase a set of 4 BF Goodrich tires between March 24th and May 30th. See store for details. There's no better place to buy your BF Goodrich tires and service your vehicle than the experts at
Active Green and Ross,
a proud Canadian company.
Now at Joe Fresh, earn 15,000 PC Optimum points when you spend $75 or more on apparel. Only until April 9th. Now's the time to shop new spring styles, including even more women's tops for $25 or less. Conditions apply. See in store or joefresh.com for details.
So your employment has been terminated. Hey, bad things happen to good people. So let's talk now and help make things better. We're Monkhouse Law. With our years of employment law experience, you'll know for sure that the termination pay they are offering is actually what you're entitled. If not, we'll help you get it. Let's review your package together, because not talking to us costs you thousands. Connect now at MonkhouseLaw.com. Monkhouse Law. This is where justice lives.
For 60 years, Nissan has led the way. Oakville Nissan continues that legacy. Lease the 2025 Nissan Rogue S for $11 a day with $2,995 down for 30 months. The 2025 Nissan Kicks S is also available for $10 a day with $1,499 down, plus $1,500 in 60th anniversary bonus cash. Shop Oakville Nissan, where excitement meets innovation. 2316 South Service Road West, or visit oakvillenissan.com.
Knives and swords and weapons that you use against me. You knocked me off my feet again. Got me feeling like a nothing. You with your voice like nails on a chalkboard, calling me out when I'm wounded. You picking on the weaker man. Well, you can take me down with just one single blow. But you don't know. Someday I'll be living in a big old city, and all you're ever gonna be is me. Someday I'll be big enough so you can't hit me, and all you're ever gonna be is mean. Why you gotta be so mean? You're switching sides and your wildfire lies and your humiliation. You have pointed out my flaws again as if I don't already see them. I walk with my head down trying to block you out, cause I'll never impress you. I just wanna feel okay again. I bet you got pushed around. Somebody made you cold, but the cycle ends. Someday I'll be living in a big old city, and all you're ever gonna be is me.
all you are is me. All you are is me. And a liar, and pathetic, and a lonely life, and mean, and mean, and mean, and mean. But someday I'll be living in a big old city, and all you're ever gonna be is me.
It's New Country 93.5. If you just roll into the show, we're a little, I guess, interested why and curious why people get back tattoos. Gen Zers right now are bringing back the tramp stamp, I guess. And I'm wondering why.
Yeah, and we don't mean it in a grumpy old men kind of way. No. It is just, you know, mostly people are getting tattoos for themselves. So when you get a back tattoo, you can't see it. So I just don't really get it.
Why? Coming up.
I am not okay. I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days. Losing sleep at night. I am not okay. I'm hanging on the rails. So if I say I'm fine, just know I learned to hide it well. Not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I woke up today, I almost stayed in bed. Had the devil on my back, and voices in my head. Some days it ain't all bad. Some days it all gets worse. Some days I swear I'm better off laying in that dirt. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life. But God knows, I know when it's all. Not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. I know one day we'll see the other side. The pain will wash away in a holy water tide, and we all gonna be alright. It's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
Toronto's New Country 93.5. Oh my gosh, if you just rolled in, we're talking about a big question. Mammoth question. Why do people get back tattoos? And it was, we stumbled on it. I don't know how we stumbled on it. It doesn't really matter. Other than, oh, I remember. It's because it's the new trend right now.
Yeah.
Back tattoos are coming in. Tramp stamps.
We were talking about, or I had mentioned that my sister has this awful lower back tattoo. And you had asked me, does she regret it? And it was an interesting question because I do think she does a little bit.
Yeah.
But I think she also subscribes to the out of sight, out of mind. It's her lower back.
I get it.
So she never sees it. So even if it's terribly morphed into something else, she doesn't know. She's not going to notice it. And I, at the risk of sounding like curmudgeons here, like we don't understand tattoos and what's that going to look like when you're 80 years old? Like that's not where we're coming from. I think it is an interesting question though. Like, yeah, if you don't see it, what is the point of getting a tattoo?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I have no idea. Mm-hmm. And again, this is coming from a guy that doesn't have any tattoos.
Right.
And it's not that I'm against them. I'm just curious.
Yeah.
On why you would get it somewhere where you can't see it.
Yeah, because I think at the core, you're getting tattoos for yourself.
Yeah, I would think so.
So if you're not seeing it, then what is the point? Yeah. I think that's a fair question.
Melody, you have a back tattoo. What is it?
It's a big flamenco dancer because I used to be a belly dancer. So and I was 17 when I got it.
Yes, love it.
Hang on, so many things to unpack here. you were a belly dancer at 17?
Yes, I started belly dancing when I was 15, and then I danced for 12 years, and I taught belly dancing, and I was a dance instructor. Yeah.
Okay, out of all of the dancing disciplines, belly dancing was the one that really spoke to you.
It was offered at a yoga studio right by my house and a couple of friends.
Of course it was.
A couple of friends wanted to do it, and then I ended up really liking it.
Hey, good for you. No, that's awesome.
Were you smoking banana peels at the time?
Oh,
were you doing?
Stop it.
You thought this was a great idea to do?
I was a teenager, and I wanted all the boys' attention.
Yeah, well, listen.
Hey, there it is.
As a 17-year-old boy, if some young lass was belly dancing versus the other dance disciplines.
Tap dancing.
I have a YouTube channel.
I'm sure you do. AKA.
His name was Princess Melody.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay.
This keeps getting better and better.
Okay. Hit the subscribe button.
Say I'll never change. I'm just to go around town with some gasoline. Just trying to bomb a flame. Gonna burn the whole place down. How do you explain ever falling in love with a guy like me in the first place? And turn around and say that I'm the worst thing. I guess I'm the problem. And your mates never do no wrong if I'm so awful. Then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. Try to go our separate ways. We're back and forth like a swinging door. And tomorrow's like yesterday. Some days better than the night before. And you're back with me again. Then you go and tell your friends that I'm the problem. And your mates never do no wrong if I'm so awful. Then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate the wind, you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. If I'm such a waste of breath, such a waste of time, why are you on your way to waste another Friday night? If I'm the problem. And your meds never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the best, why'd you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate it when you look at me, you halfway see yourself. And it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason.
We're that sweet spot where the heart of the country intersects with the pulse of the city. We're Toronto's new country, 93.5.
Worked so hard to put money down on this one-bedroom apartment high off the ground. But these city streets, they don't feel like home. There's concrete out the window everywhere you go. Well, baby, you and me, we need to feel a little sunshine and grass beneath our feet. Yeah, what do you say? About a warm summer night, sitting on a porch swing, counting fireflies. Baby, you and me, we can sit around forever, just waiting on a break and free. So what do you say? We find ourselves a long road and we can get away.
Spending your day with Toronto's new country, 93.5.
Psst, did you hear that Friday's Lotto Max jackpot is an estimated $22 million?
If I won, I'd start my own film festival.
Shh, no dreaming during the movie.
Sorry, I'd produce, direct, and star in my own summer blockbusters.
And watch them in my 200-seat home theater.
I'd buy my own roller coaster.
Sorry.
Friday's Lotto Max jackpot is an estimated $22 million. Why dream to the min when you can dream to the max?
When you get a Subaru with symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive and class-leading safety included, it's like you also get a Subaru that comes with a multi-dog transporter, mud navigator, a Rainmaster slope pilot, remote campsite finder, a moose country guide, a gravel handler, a very slushy surface controller, windy road stabilizer, spinning wheel avoider, a four-legged mammal attractor, surprise snow detector, plus a... Oh, and we're out of time. Subaru is the multi-tool that masters every unpredictable weather condition. Visit your local Subaru dealer for great lease and finance options.
Okay, flights on Air Canada. How about Prague?
Ooh, Paris. Those gardens.
Gardens. Amsterdam. Tulip Festival.
I see your festival and race you a carnival in Venice.
Or Bermuda has Carnival.
Ooh, colorful.
You want colorful? Thailand. Lantern Festival? Boom.
Book it. How did we get to Thailand from Prague?
Oh, right. Prague.
Oh, boy.
Choose from a world of destinations, if you can. Air Canada. Nice travels.
Oh no, I can't be out of ink. Not now.
Mega tank.
Why do I always do this to myself? Ah, what is that printer that comes with 30 times the ink?
Mega tank.
Yes, it's a Canon. Mega phone?
Mega tank.
It's a Canon printer. It comes with like $2,000 worth of ink. Prints me over 7,700 color pages.
Mega tank.
Mega what?
Listen to the voice in your head and get a Canon Mega Tank printer so you don't have to think about ink for a long, long time. Canon Mega Tank printers available at Best Buy, Amazon, and Staples.
Working with your hands is demanding. You demand gear that works as hard as you do. Now get it. Only at Work and Wear. Offering the best in workwear since 1975. From Cool Works ventilated work pants to keep you cool, to mesh and survey vests to keep you safe, including harnesses from $49.95 and top name safety footwear by Timberland, Keen, Kodiak, Terra, and Blundstone, just to name a few. Only at Work and Wear in Markham, Scarborough, and Whitby, or workandwear.ca.
No matter where your potential customers live, no matter what they watch, read, or listen to, you need a marketing plan that connects with them. Let the marketing experts at Stingray Media Solutions create a turnkey advertising strategy for your business, including radio and TV and out-of-home advertising, social and search ads, plus the creative and production. Find out the most cost-effective ways to reach your target audience and grow your business. Get started now at StingrayMediaSolutions.com.
The Henry Armstrong Award is a $10,000 bursary and 12-month mentorship award for Indigenous artists in Canada, regardless of genre. The mission is simple: to develop, elevate, and support the diverse talents in the Canadian Indigenous music community. The portal is now open for the 2025 award submissions and will close on Friday, April 18th, 2025. Find out how you could be mentored by leaders in the global music industry. For details, go to henryarmstrongaward.ca. And good luck to everyone.
It's me. You're a dull wall. Yep, dull colors, dull finish. No one's painted me since this home was built. It's a shame. A fresh coat would make this place feel brand new. Hey, did I bore you to sleep? Wake up.
Make it right. Make it Rona. Rona Week is on now. Save 25% on all sizes of Seiko Endurance interior paint. Conditions apply. Details in store and more offers at rona.ca.
Real Canadian Superstore has Easter deals too good to hide. Until April 9th, get Farmer's Market 4-pack sweet peppers for only $3. No searching required, just saving. Real Canadian Superstore, proudly Canadian. Conditions apply. See flyer for details.
You're listening to New Country 93.5, CFXJ-FM.
Yeah!
A Stingray radio station.
You like country? You're in the right place.
I'm struggling with my mental health. These negative feelings just won't go away.
My child seems more anxious than usual.
My relationship is in a downward spiral.
With over 70 clinicians, the Center for Interpersonal Relationships helps you, your child, couples, and family improve your well-being, offering 26 psychological treatment and 17 assessment services. To learn more about our services or to book an initial session in person or online or through our new virtual walk-in clinic, visit cfir.ca today.
It's Noodle Fest at Mandarin. And we're serving up something new and exciting. Savor the flavors of international noodle favorites like Korean japchae, pad thai, soba noodle salad, and sweet chili udon. All added to our dine-in buffet with select items available for takeout and delivery. But only until May 4th while supplies last. Make your reservation to enjoy Noodle Fest at Mandarin today.
A celebration of taste.
If I give myself an inch, hell, I might take them all. And she can't take my calls when I'm too drunk to dial. I love to sugarcoat this, dethrone all my roses, but you caught me at my lowest. The hardest part of getting clean are all the damn apologies. Paying tolls on bridges that I'm fine. I've been afraid of growing up, cause that would mean with loving her. Does that
rather that she hate me for who I am and not the man whose hands were shaky. I finally seen a sunrise and I cannot believe it. Curtains open wishing she was here to see it. And I thought that I could handle both ends of that candle, but I'm throwing in the towel. Damn philosophies telling me how this is supposed to work. I've been afraid of growing up and losing friends I used to trust. But stone and rock don't mix with loving her. Does that make me a quitter?
New Country, 93.5. Sesta's Info Dump. For Big White Ski Resort, Kelowna, BC, it's Canada's favorite family resort. You'll find mountain accommodations, discounted lift tickets, and when you book six nights, you get the seventh for free. More details at bigwhite.com.
Sesta's Info Dump.
April is Distracted Driving Awareness Month. How good are we at not distracting ourselves while we drive? I'll tell you coming up. Hey, we're getting some new emojis.
Oh, good.
Exciting times.
Yeah, yeah.
When this happens, this always reminds me of how old and decrepit my phone is because I can't download the new versions ever because I don't have enough storage.
Yeah.
So I will never see these emojis until I get a new phone. But for everyone else that can, this is going to be a hugely used one. We're finally getting a super exhausted face, with bags under the eyes and everything. Other new ones, a radish, a harp, a shovel, a fingerprint, the flag of Sark, which is an island by the English Channel, if you ever need to talk about Sark. Even more ones that are coming. There's going to be a fight cloud, an apple core, an orca, and a Sasquatch.
Okay. I'm going to ask the... You know what? I'm not going to ask the question. I've changed my mind.
You sure?
I'm just... I'm worried if I have to ask what these emojis stand for.
Oh, I know what you mean. You never really know.
I have... Because I don't want to use them in a way that is misinterpreted to what I think they're supposed to be used for.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean?
Like how we've all of a sudden changed the meaning of eggplants for everyone.
I don't want to send somebody an apple core and it means something other than I finished an apple.
I think that's fair. It's almost like you should take a course every time we get
Can we get definitions of how to use these things?
You know what? I don't think that's a bad idea.
Okay.
So April is Distracted Driving Awareness Month, and 74% of people claim they've never touched their phone while driving over the past year. To which I say, liars.
Absolutely.
Honestly, 3/4 of people never touch their phone. I don't believe that for a second.
If we got a hold of any RCMP traffic detail people, and we say, do you think 3/4 of the people on the road right now are not touching their phone? And they would say, that's malarkey.
They would laugh at us. They would laugh in our faces. So yeah, I totally have a hard time believing that. And even though we're saying that, hey, not touching my phone, we love to be rats about it. 65% of people say they see other drivers on their phones ad nauseum. So where's the lie? I mean, we all know that we shouldn't be doing it, but we're obviously still doing
it. Now, here's the gray area for me. Is if I plug my phone in or whatever in my vehicle and Apple CarPlay comes up on my dash, which is essentially my phone.
Yeah.
And I'm using it on my dash. Is that different?
Ooh, that's actually a really great question.
I don't know.
You have some police friends.
I do.
You should ask them.
I will.
Because I don't actually know the answer to that. That's your info dump.
I'm the kind
take the keys. Don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to. And you make me want to. Hypnotized by the white lines, your hands tending to on this heart of mine. Makes me feel at home. Yeah, boy, I'm right at home. In a 4x4 by you. Parked out in the driveway, backed up to a fire on the tailgate, feet on the dashboard, oh, nothing I love more. Not eating nothing, but we in slow motion, up in the mountains or down by the ocean. It's all the same to me, ain't nowhere I'd rather be than in a 4x4 by you.
Thanks for listening to New Country 93.5.
Straight for another man. Canada, it's Bailey Zimmerman. When I'm in your country, I find my country on New Country. Let's go.
This is where it ends. I've been down a few broken roads that I'm trying to mend. But this is where it ends. And I'm breaking down. You were lying when you said that you were trying to work things out. But now I'm broken down. Went to battle for you always. Fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. So this is where it ends. Had to bury all your memories. Couldn't see what everybody sees. A red flag said I should have walked out that door. Went to battle for you always. Fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it showed me what true love should it be. I found myself the second I gave up on us. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. Like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down. I know that you're lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it ends.
Toronto's New Country, 93.5. This entire month is Distracted Driving Month. And would you
think that three quarters of us actually say we never touch our phone when driving?
That is such a load of hooey. Yeah. I have never heard a bigger lie in my life. I don't think. We shouldn't be, but yeah. People are touching their phones. Come on.
Constantly. We're going to talk about your bad driving habits coming up.
Wouldn't find me as a heartbreaker, but I've said a few goodbyes. I make a promise, but I know later I'm bound to change my mind. Depending on the weather I'm going, and hell, baby, nobody knows when. Yeah, if it was a different time, might have been different in a different life. Maybe.
New Country 93.5. This month, April, is Distracted Driving Awareness Month.
Yes, and I can't believe this, but three quarters of us are like, oh, I never touch my phone when I'm driving.
That's bull.
It's a lie. It's a lie.
The question is, when I do plug in my phone and it comes up as Apple Play on my screen, which is essentially my phone,
yeah.
Now I'm using my phone on my screen. Am I still allowed to do that?
I think you're allowed to, like, touch things.
Right.
Because that's what it's for. Because your Apple CarPlay wouldn't have a function where you can send a text, like, where you're writing it out.
Correct. Right. Not when I'm moving. You're right.
Yeah. So
oh, I see. Okay.
I think you can because you're just kind of pressing the odd button and then you're doing voice otherwise, right?
Right. Yes. That's exactly what I'm doing.
The purpose of hands-free. I'm sure it's fine. I don't know.
I don't know either. I was always surprised that I'm allowed to use my phone that way, but I'm not allowed to use it that way. Or what about those vehicles that don't have the screen, but they have their phone on a holder?
Yeah.
That is essentially where my screen is anyway.
Yeah.
And they're using it as I would be using my screen, but it's just their phone instead of my screen.
You know what? There is a lot of gray area.
Like, what's the diff? Okay, so we're going to ask you too, what is, in that same vein, what do you think is your worst driving habit?
I'm a nervous driver.
Yeah, you are.
You know that I am.
You're super nervous.
And I would say just in general, that's my worst habit. That's my the worst way that I am a driver. And it's so I don't always go when I should because I'm scared and I get very nervous.
Yeah, you do.
Very easily. And I don't like when people honk their horns.
You hate honking.
I just think it's so primitive. Like we need better ways of communicating with each other.
Okay, so how?
I understand. I don't have a solution. I just don't like it.
Okay.
which is super helpful for everybody.
Yeah.
But yeah, if someone presents me with road rage or honks their horn or rides my butt, I will like pull off to the side and collect myself.
Wow.
So I know that that is a bad, I don't think habit's the right word for it, but I know it's not quite a great thing about me when I drive.
I remember you and I were driving somewhere and we were driving somewhere and we had to go to the same place.
Yes.
And you were behind me. And then I looked over and you weren't behind me.